Today's class will be given by His Grace Advaita Chandra Prabhuji on the topic Shat Goswami Ashtakam. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are present on the call.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji is not there.
Yes, Mataji, I think Prabhuji hasn't joined yet. So.
Okay, I will call Prabhuji.
Okay, Mataji. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Advaita Chandra Das.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavastra Naam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much for giving your association, Prabhuji. We are done with the introduction, so you can continue, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvati Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtike. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah, so today we'll continue with our discussion of the Sad Goswami Ashtakam. We've been discussing on the different aspects of Sad Goswami Ashtakam and different Goswamis. We discussed on Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Gopal Bhatt Goswami is what we are continuing. Gopal Bhatt Goswami and Raghunath Bhatt Goswami is what we have been discussing so far. We are only remaining Gopal Bhatt Goswami and Jiva Goswami. These two are remaining to be discussed. Last time we discussed about Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, how he was such a wonderful devotee. His father was sent by Lord Chaitanya to Banaras, and how they felt separation from Lord Chaitanya, but they still continued their discovery, their dedicated services in separation. So we'll continue today from there, and by reading from the verse from Sad Goswami Ashtakam. The seventh verse of the Sad Goswami Ashtakam. Radha Kunda Tate Kalinda Tanaya Tire Chavam Shivate. Premon Madha Vashad Ashesha Dashaya Grastau Pramat Tau Sada. Gayantau Chakada Harir Gunavaram Bhavabhibhutau Muda Vande Rupasana Tanau Raghu Yugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Raghu Yugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatan Goswami, Shri Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who were sometimes on the bank of the Radhakunda Lake or the shores of the Yamuna, and sometimes at Vamshivata. There they appeared just like madmen in the full ecstasy of love for Krishna, exhibiting different transcendental symptoms in their bodies, and they were merged in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Apitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Am Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam.
Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we discussed about Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and how Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was so dear to Lord Chaitanya. He came to meet Lord Chaitanya from Banaras to Jagannath Puri, and he stayed for several days, I think about 21 days, with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after that, Lord Chaitanya asked him to go back to serve his parents in Banaras. And then later, after his parents left their body, he again came. And this time, after 21 days, he said, Lord Chaitanya asked him to go to Vrindavan and serve with the six Goswamis. And there he was very much absorbed in hearing and chanting Srimad Bhagavatam in the service of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. When he arrived in Vrindavan, he put himself under the care of Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, as we just discussed, and they were very pleased by Raghunath Bhatta Goswami because of his exemplary behavior. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami took full shelter of Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev, who was the Ishtadev of Srila Rupa Goswami. And he arranged several wealthy disciples to construct a gorgeous temple in honor of Sri Govinda Dev, as we can see, which is still existing in Vrindavan. It's a huge temple. Raghunath Das Goswami, he himself prepared various ornaments for the deity, like a flute, like earrings which were shaped like sharks. And Raghunath Bhatta quickly became very dear to all the inhabitants of Vrindavan because of his blissful recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was completely engaged on all the limbs of devotional service. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he used to sing very, very complicated Srimad Bhagavatam verses in three or four different melodies and different meters. And when he used to sing Kirtan of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he would swoon in love of God, and his listeners would swoon and sway in love of God whenever he began such recitations of Bhagavatam and the Kirtan of Hare Krishna Mantra. Sometimes the singing would abruptly stop, especially when Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, in a state of trance, he started to exhibit ecstatic symptoms at that time. And devotees, they would marvel at this wonderful display of tears and trembling and faltering of the voice and hair of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami standing on end, and he would faint while experiencing such intensity of the transcendental emotions. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami slowly started becoming well known for his beautiful recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. As we know, Srimad Bhagavatam is divided into 12 cantos, each representing a part of the Lord's body. The first two cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam are like the Lord's two lotus feet. The third and fourth cantos are compared to his thighs. And the fifth canto represents his waist. The sixth canto, his chest. The seventh and eighth canto represent his two strong arms. And the ninth canto represent his neck. The special one is the tenth canto, which deals with Krishna's intimate pastimes. And this tenth canto is compared to his smiling face. The 11th canto is his forehead and 12th canto is his crown. So these are the descriptions of the 12 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would recite any verse from anywhere in Bhagavatam he would be able to recite. And because Srimad Bhagavatam itself is a work on, you can get physics, you can get ontology, you can get cosmology, you can get political science, psychology, everything is present in Srimad Bhagavatam. And slowly, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami also became famous for all of his knowledge in all of these different sciences, just by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Just by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. So, one time Ralph Waldo Emerson, who is one of the great poets of the 19th century, he said about Srimad Bhagavatam, because he thought Bhagavatam is a poem, just a poem. So he started reading Srimad Bhagavatam as a poetic epic. And when he started reading, he understood it's a poem that one needs to read on one's knees because of the vast knowledge it has and the kind of things that it describes. According to Gaudiya Vaishnavas, of course, Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic wisdom. This is not a small claim, because this is the essence which is written by the essence of the Vedas written by the creator of the Vedas, which is Srila Vyasadeva himself. So it is the cream of all the Vedic literatures. And the way it came about is also very, very significant. And we all know how Srila Vyasadeva was very much despondent after writing Srimad Bhagavatam. And he felt, after writing all the Vedic literatures and then Mahabharata and all these different compilations. But still he was not satisfied. So he was sitting in his ashram and very despondent. And just then his spiritual master, Narad Muni, came. And he asked him, what happened? Why are you so despondent? And after serving Srila Narad Muni, Vyasadeva revealed, I'm despondent because what do I do? I'm not feeling satisfied. Even though I have written the Vedic literatures, I compiled the Veda, then I divided into four Vedas so that people can understand. Then I wrote Upanishads and Puranas. And then to further describe it in the Itihasa, I started writing Mahabharata. but I'm still not feeling satisfied. I don't know what's going on. And Narad Muni explained, you are not satisfied because you have not directly glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In all your compilations, you have mentioned Krishna in the passing. For example, in Mahabharata, Krishna is not the main person. It's actually revolving around the Pandavas and Kauravas, and Krishna is one of the characters in that itihasa, in that history of Mahabharata. You need to write a literature which is directly glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there started the compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam. And we know that Srimad Bhagavatam starts itself by saying, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra Karavo, which means all the so-called religiosity which is covered by fruitive intentions is completely rejected in Srimad Bhagavatam. All artha, kama, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, all of these four goals are actually rejected in Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is actually glorified is the fifth goal, pancham purushartha, which is love of God, Krishna prema. So this is the all understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, explains sambandha, abhideya, and prayojan, and there is the Chatushloki Bhagavatam, which is summarized where in the second canto Brahma is asking so many questions. The essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is Brahma is asking four questions. What are the forms of the Lord, both in matter and in transcendence? How are the different energies of the Lord working? How does the Lord play with his different energies? And how may I, which means Brahma, be instructed to discharge the duty that is entrusted to me? So, forms of the Lord, energies of the Lord, how does he work with his energies, and how can he do his duty? These are the four questions we all should ask. That is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in this way, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was continuing to recite Srimad Bhagavatam and became very, very attached. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami set an example of a disciple, because one cannot understand the mysteries of Srimad Bhagavatam without the guidance of a spiritual master in disciplic succession. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually had instructed Raghunath Bhatta Goswami to study it in the proper way. And having properly studied the Bhagavatam, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, just Srimad Bhagavatam became his life and soul, and it affected his entire being. When he would recite or hear about the beauty and sweetness of Krishna, he would be completely overwhelmed. He became oblivious to everything. At the same time, Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would never speak anything about mundane subjects. He was just divinely intoxicated. He was hearing and talking about Krishna day and night. And yet he was not neglectful of his circumstances. He was not neglecting what he was doing. But that being totally absorbed in Krishna, he saw everything in relation to Krishna. That is how we should do. We should be absorbed in Krishna consciousness, but that doesn't mean we become careless or no consciousness, not being conscious. We should be conscious at the same time Krishna conscious. Prabhupada said, first be conscious, then Krishna conscious. So this was the, as we described about Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and today we'll start the description of Jiva Goswami also. This is the completion of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's description. But Jiva Goswami, he was the Shiksha Guru of the next generation of the Acharyas, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit, Narottam Das Thakur. Jiva Goswami trained the next generation of devotees. He was the nephew of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, and so they were very, he was very, very dear to Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. But at the same time, he was being chastised also by Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And he would take that chastisement in a very, very grateful manner. They would love him. Everyone would love him. He was a very big scholar. He was a very great scholar. At the same time, very, very humble to his spiritual gurus. In fact, anyone who would take initiation from any of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, like Lokanath Goswami or any of the prevailing gurus at that time, Diksha gurus, they would, these Diksha gurus would send their disciples to Jiva Goswami to learn. So Jiva Goswami was the Shiksha Guru of everyone, even though there were so many Diksha gurus. This after Lord Chaitanya and after the disappearance in Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, there were so many spiritual masters that were there in the movement of Lord Chaitanya. Just like we have in ISKCON, so many spiritual masters. And we have Diksha Gurus, and then we have Shiksha Gurus, whom the Diksha Gurus entrust their disciples to the Shiksha Gurus. And just like all the it was just happening in the same way, the way it was happening 500 years ago or 400 years ago when Jiva Goswami was present. And there was a mood of cooperation and love and trust. And that's what Srila Prabhupada wants in ISKCON also. Not guru groupism and thinking my guru is better than your guru and the purpose of my preaching is to make that person take initiation from my guru. Then only that is preaching. If he takes initiation from someone else in ISKCON, then my preaching is not successful. That is not a good mentality. That is a very groupism mentality. We are all in the movement, in the family of Srila Prabhupada. And we should, and although from Srila Prabhupada, his disciples said, Prabhupada, you've taught us everything. But one thing that we could not see or exhibit was your interactions with your God brothers. That we can learn from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, Srila Prabhupada would have nice relations with his God brothers, but we did not see how God brothers should work with each other because of the situation in the movement from where in Gaudiya Math. So anyways, long story short, this is an opportunity when we hear about Lord Chaitanya's associates, and not just Lord Chaitanya, after Lord Chaitanya left, after Rupa and Sanatan Goswami left, the rising of all these different spiritual masters, if we hear properly, we'll see their interactions amongst themselves and amongst the disciples, and how they formed this relationships as Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Gurus. So similarly, Jiva Goswami, he appeared about 30 years after, 30 or 28 years after Lord Chaitanya in 1513, and he was with us in this material world till 1598, which means he was there for about 85 years. He lived for 85 years. And he delineates his genealogy in Laghu Toshani, which is Jiva Goswami's commentary on Sanatan Goswami's book, Vaishnava Toshani. And this is important because that gives us some information that exists about Rupa and Sanatan Goswami and Jiva Goswami's family background. Jiva Goswami's life was completely, it was like an emblem of way of devotion. He would dedicate every moment to his mission of writing down, compiling literatures of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy for the benefit of the mankind. And the movement that was started by Lord Chaitanya and further enhanced by the five Goswamis, Jiva Goswami was the youngest of them. He made an organization around that movement that was started by these Goswamis and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so we come to know about him from his work, Laghu Toshani. And he became known as one of the most systematic preacher among the six Goswamis. And in fact, Srila Prabhupada, he said that Vaishnavas are the greatest philosophers in the world, he wrote in his book. And the greatest among the Vaishnava philosophers was Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu. He was the youngest, but he was the most prolific writer amongst the six Goswamis. He was the last among them to reach Vrindavan. And so in the early biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's not mentioned in, you know, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat or any of the other. Jiva Goswami is not mentioned because he was one of the last to reach Vrindavan. But in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jiva Goswami is glorified in several verses. But even there, it's usually in connection with the other five Goswamis, not separately Jiva Goswami. So whatever we know about Jiva Goswami, as we said, is from Laghu Toshani, is also from Bhakti Ratnakar, which is Bhakti Ratnakar has been quoted by Jiva Goswami in his work Prema Vilas. And then later, this was written by Nityananda Das, who was the student of Janava Devi, the wife of Nityananda Prabhu. And so, whatever we will discuss today will be from Prema Vilas, Bhakti Ratnakar, and Laghu Toshani. Srila Jiva Goswami was there when Rupa and Sanatan Goswami met Lord Chaitanya in Ramakeli. And although he was only a child, he was old enough to get there by himself and witness those loving exchanges and interactions between his uncles, Rup and Sanatan Goswami, and his father, Anupam, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anupam was the youngest brother of Rup and Sanatan Goswami. Jiva Goswami ultimately is considered the incarnation of Vilas Manjari. And so he had supernatural powers in one way. And as Jiva Goswami grew in years, so he was, although he was a child, in fact, in some cases, depending on the year that he was born and the year Lord Chaitanya met Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis in Ramkeli, were very close by. So he was almost an infant, but he still remembered the wonderful interactions. And as Jiva Goswami started growing, he developed all of the bodily symptoms of a Mahapurusha, which means an empowered divine personality. There are several bodily symptoms of a Mahapurush. Such souls, they have elongated lotus-like eyes. They have a high nose, high forehead, large shoulders and chest, hands reaching to his knees, an effulgence that appears like molten gold, and other specific features. You will see many of the Mahapurush have this personality, including Lord Chaitanya. And Jiva Goswami had similar bodily symptoms. In addition of that, he was a child prodigy. He was mastering grammar, poetry, logic, scripture at a very young age. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we have been discussing, met Rupa and Anupam in Ramkeli, and then had a second encounter that again took place soon after in Allahabad. This was the last time that Anupam would see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this incarnation. Because the very next year, while traveling on through Bengal on the way to Jagannath Puri, Anupam, he left his body on the banks of the Ganges. This was a devastating event for Jiva Goswami. It had a tremendous impact on him, who was only a child at that time. And after hearing of his father's death, he resolved that I will renounce this world and all its cruel things that happen. We cannot become attached to anyone. I'll renounce everything. And then this passion of spiritual enlightenment grew. And as it grew, he studied the scriptures in his teens, and he began the worship of Krishna Balaram. The deity forms of Krishna and Balaram were his Ishtadev. He saw Krishna and Balaram. He would worship Krishna and Balaram in the mood of Gaura Nithai. He would see them non-different from Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu. And this period of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiva Goswami's life was very, very interesting. When his father was dead, his two uncles were now settled in Vrindavan, and Jiva Goswami, because of that, lost all interest in the worldly things. He said one day his only hope was, I will join my two uncles in Vrindavan. And by the time he reached 20 years of age, his mother also died. So now he was completely an orphan, and he resolved, I'll lead my life as a Vaishnava monk, as a sannyasi, in the company of Rupa and Sanatan. But before he headed to Vrindavan from Ramkeli, Jiva Goswami first visited Navadvip, where he met Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami to all the places associated with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's youth. And this is the start of the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. Every year, we have the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama in Sri Mayapur Dham, and devotees walk almost 8 hours every day, 6 to 8 hours every day, from morning till afternoon, with a breakfast break, and then there is a lunch break, and then in the evening there is katha. And next day again in the morning we start from where we left and go to different places. And all of that follows the description of how Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami on a parikrama about the life and pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially the youthful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. And while Nityananda Prabhu was taking Jiva Goswami on a parikrama, he came to Antardvip. And he said that here there will be a great temple. A huge temple will come here, from where the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will start emanating. And that is what Srila Prabhupada says is the prediction of the TOVP, the Temple of Vedic Planetarium, by Nityananda Prabhu to Jiva Goswami, while he's taking Jiva Goswami to on Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. So before reaching Vrindavan, he had a Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. So before taking Parikrama of Vrindavan, devotees first take blessings from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Navadvip Dham by doing the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. After taking that blessings, then they plan for the Vrajamandal Parikrama. So then Nityananda Prabhu told Jiva Goswami, now you should, before going to Vrindavan, you should go to Banaras and you should complete your studies in Sanskrit. After you complete your studies, then you can go to Vrindavan and serve the other five Goswamis. That was also one of the reasons why he came so late to Vrindavan. He was one of the last Goswamis to reach Vrindavan. But there was a purpose. He was asked to learn Sanskrit. Now, sometimes devotees say, oh, maybe we should not study, why we should do these studies. But like Tamal Krishna Goswami, he, in his later years, he started studying religion and doing PhD in religion. His purpose was that there are so many wonderful books that have been written by Srila Prabhupada, but none of these books are recognized yet in much detail in the religion in the philosophical community, because there is no representative in the philosophical community who can propagate Srila Prabhupada's books and write commentaries on Srila Prabhupada's books to explain it in the language of the of the elite. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj wanted to do that. He was very much criticized. But here we see that here Nityananda Prabhu is asking Jiva Goswami, you complete your studies, because that is going to help you in advancing the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because of Jiva Goswami's books, today Jiva Goswami's books are considered to be epitome of philosophy and learning in the elite circles of philosophical and religious discourses. So, if we read this book, Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we find interesting details of Jiva Goswami's trip to Navadvip, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Jiva Goswami, he had a desire to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace from his childhood. And Jiva Goswami's mother did not want her only son, which is Jiva Goswami, to travel and lead the austere life of a renunciant. But Jiva Goswami, he proposed that he would go on a short trip to his ancestral home of Fatehabad. So his mother agreed, all right, you can go there. And Jiva Goswami arranged that the boatman who was supposed to take him to Fatehabad take him to Navadvip. Once he went to Navadvip, Jiva Goswami, he met Nityananda Prabhu, and Jiva Goswami immediately recognized Nityananda Prabhu as non-different from the Balaram deity that he would worship. He told Nityananda, you are the form of the universe. You are Balaram. You are infinite. I cannot properly describe your qualities. But one thing I know for certain, you are my eternal master, I am your servant, my only aspiration is to take shelter of your lotus feet. Nitai pada kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala. That person to whom you give mercy very easily, he'll get the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and drown in the water of the love of God, in the ocean of love of God. Without your mercy, no one can get Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even if he worships him for 100 lifetimes. I therefore pray for your merciful glance. So this is the beginning of the story of Jiva Goswami. We'll continue this pastime of several pastimes of Jiva Goswami for probably the next two sessions, and then we'll end this discussion on the six Goswamis. Thank you very much. If there are any questions or comments, we can take now.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, wonderful lecture. Thank you. I didn't have any questions, but I just wanted to like the lecture very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there anything specific, may I ask, that you like?
The stories of all these Goswamis, I they are all very interesting.
Okay.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Tanvat Pranam, Agushra Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you very much for a wonderful class. So many things today we learned from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all learned from the life of the Goswamis.
Yes, Prabhuji, Hansai Dengar Pranam, all good Shila Prabhupada and Shila Gurudev.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanavat Pranam. Prabhu, I have this question. I didn't get that point. Like Jiva Goswami was initiated by Janva Devi?
No.
Okay.
No. What we said is that Prema Vilas, I think about Janava Devi. Did I say something about Janava Devi was Nityananda Prabhu's wife, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, what I said is that we are going to discuss on Jiva Goswami from the books Laghu Toshani, which was written by Jiva Goswami himself, and Bhakti Ratnakar, and Prema Vilas. Prema Vilas was written by Nityananda Das, who was a student or a disciple of Janava Devi.
Okay.
So, in Prema Vilas, Nityananda Das has written about Jiva Goswami. So we'll, whatever we are discussing about Jiva Goswami is from these books. And of course, Navadvipa Dham Mahatmya of Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah.
Beautiful class.
Right. Because in the earlier works, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, or Chaitanya Mangal, we don't hear so much about so much about Jiva Goswami. We hear a lot about Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Gopal Goswami. But we don't hear much about Jiva Goswami in those literatures because Jiva Goswami came very late to Vrindavan. And so we get to know more from the works of devotees who wrote after Jiva Goswami, who were trained by Jiva Goswami or after Jiva Goswami came to Vrindavan. So these works, Bhakti Ratnakar, Prem Vilas, they are all written by students of the next generation of disciples. The first generation of disciples was Rupa and Sanatan Goswami and all these Goswamis and Lokanath Goswami and everyone. The next generation of disciples, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, all Narahari Sarkar and Nityananda Das, Janava Devi, all of these were the next generation of disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have written about Jiva Goswami because Jiva Goswami was the last of the first generation, and so the second generation could write about it. Does that clarify?
Yes, Prabhu, it does.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu.
All right, if there are no other questions, we can end here. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha कृपा सिंधुभ्य एवं च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः
हरे कृष्ण प्रभुजी धन्यवाद प्रणाम थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर वंडरफुल एसोसिएशन
हरि बोल
थैंक यू प्रभुजी हरे कृष्ण